Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Jumped
the gun on that one.
We are back.
Top of the next hour, we'll do better.
We'll get better. Yeah. I'm a little rusty here on Sunday nights. The captain is out. He is in a different recording studio right now, laying down some tracks in the music business.
Rocking out with a flying V.
Can't wait to hear it.
Seattle, as we speak, where it's still the afternoon. But you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. As always, the phones are open. Apparently, France is on fire right now, or at least portions of it.
Literally.
We're going to talk about that. Donald Trump may be arrested as soon as Tuesday, according to news happening over this weekend. Here tonight, it is Ian.
Steve Klasik.
And Nikki.
The big, you know, headlines that are hitting this weekend is Donald Trump himself has been speaking on his Truth Social, I believe it's called. He still hasn't yet gone back to Twitter, even though they've unbanned him from Twitter and I think unbanned him from Facebook. He has yet to resume expressing himself on those platforms, preferring to keep it in-house. And he said this weekend that he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday for, I guess, some kind of misdemeanor charge in regards to him paying off that stripper or the
Stormy Daniels.
It's fake news. Don't believe it. It's fake news.
I don't know. Well, he probably really did pay her off. I don't know.
I'm sure he did.
Probably. Yeah.
So I don't know what the alleged crime is there. It sounds like a victimless one.
Victimless crime.
I totally forgot about that until I recently saw it filter back into the news. I'm like, oh, we're still doing this?
Old news.
And does this have anything to do with like the thing that's going on in Georgia with that jury? Or this is something. This is
what's
New
going
York
on in
City.
Georgia?
The New York City prosecutor.
This is I think New York. Right, what's happening in Georgia?
Oh, I don't know. I can't even keep track of all the Trump stuff. I don't.
And is this the best they can do against him?
It's
really?
A distraction. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's more coming later. But the story from the Daily Mail is that a former federal prosecutor warned Saturday that Donald Trump's social media post sharing details of his expected arrest could see him denied bail. Trump claimed on his Truth, which seems unbelievable.
I doubt that, yeah.
It's claimed on his Truth Social account the Manhattan DA's office will arrest him Tuesday, which is nice to get that kind of a heads up, that you're going to get arrested.
We have all Monday to talk about it.
Yeah, but they didn't just bust his door down and kidnap
him? Bear County.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Trump Tower.
That's the nice thing when you've got that executive privilege, basically. Yeah. You're connected, you know the right people, so they tell you when they're going to arrest you. I would have appreciated that.
Heads up.
They had done that for us.
Just a knock on the door
or
anything.
Even, during the daytime instead of 6 a.m.
Right.
So he's not going to
make it 7. I mean, come on, 8 o'clock.
Trump claimed that he's going to be arrested Tuesday. So that's probably a good indicator that this is really going to happen. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about this for months now, ever since they raided his house. What
Mar-a-Lago.
Was that, like a year ago? Most of a year?
Right, with the classified documents.
Yeah, that was over the classified documents, though. So that was a whole different thing.
Yeah, but that was like the first moment when I realized that, oh, my God, they might actually do something to him. Because my viewpoint prior to that was, nah, he's a former president. They don't touch those guys.
Yeah. I mean,
even though he's Trump.
He's in the club.
He's in the club.
That's what you would think. And Peakless Mountaineer, our Saturday night co-host, he's always said that even though Trump was sort of in the club, he's not in the inner circle.
Yeah.
So he's not one of them, even though he made it to those
levels.
He's
not the 33rd degree.
Well, I guess he wasn't part of the family tree. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
No,
there was
that?
Like a third grader that did a school project and found out that somehow all of the presidents after like whatever, since George Washington have been related, even Obama.
Yeah, I heard about this.
So, but Trump wasn't. So he's not in the family, so I don't know
he's not
if
in the incest
yeah,
or whatever.
So,
I think they're, I mean, this thing's coming up for Tuesday, so they're going to make a big splash about this. And in the meantime, 30 banks are going to fail and get consolidated under Citibank or something like that. Oh, just, and by the way, in banking news.
Yeah, is this going to bury the banking disaster story?
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
That's an interesting question. Trump was calling this weekend for people to protest. So he's saying, you know, hey, this is it. It's time to get back out into the streets, that kind of thing. All the while, and some of the libertarians pointed out, hey, look, you know, conservatives, this guy threw you under the bus before. So he wants you to go back out.
So what does he want them to protest? His arrest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems kind of...
I mean, it's all about him, right?
Yeah.
Because people went out apparently at his behest on January 6th, and they've been prosecuted, and they're continuing to be prosecuted, which he could have done something about, but he didn't do anything about while he was still president. Now, in theory, he could have only done something up until he got out of office.
Yeah, I don't think the arrests were done until after.
Until later. I mean, in theory, he could have called them off or called the investigation off, but then they could have started.
But he's not in the family.
Right. Well, but he didn't even try, right? Yeah. So, like, all he's done
is... Well, he's a sore loser.
So, anyway, Glenn Kirshner, who's an MSNBC legal analyst, had compared the all-caps rant, so Trump has been tooting in all... or truthing, I think they call it on his site, in all capital letters all weekend long, and said it could affect the terms of his release. He speculated a judge could interpret Trump's post as an attempt to incite a crowd to riot, raising the specter of him being held behind bars to prevent him posting further inflammatory communications ahead of any trial. And if that happens, it will definitely make things worse.
What do you mean if they hold him without bail?
Yeah, because these people who are on Trump's side are already going to be upset about him being arrested, even though it's going to be the most hand-holding kind of arrest you could possibly imagine.
I mean, they'll knock on the door, Mr. Trump.
Right.
We're here for you.
Yeah, he'll come out, put his hands out, or whatever. They probably won't even cuff him.
The furry handcuffs they'll probably
hit. I'll be surprised if they actually cuff him. Because they're giving him such a heads up. You know, they're not going to say this guy's dangerous. We don't need to. He's not going to choke out the cops in the
police car.
Who
schedules an arrest? I have never heard of that.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, so your arrest is scheduled for Tuesday at, you know, 4 p.m.
Well, he may have to turn himself in by a certain time.
Could be. Who knows how this is going to go down? I mean, I guess there's still the possibility it won't happen. But presuming Trump is, you know, telling the truth here, it may actually happen. He says, I would slap a government exhibit sticker on this post and introduce it at his criminal trial. Quote, he has now just given the judge that will preside over his arraignment hearing food for thought about what kind of conditions should be set for the release of this dangerous man pending trial, he added. Now, all he called for was protest. Okay, Trump didn't call. I don't have the exact post in front of me, but I've read it. And Trump didn't say, get out in the street and set things on fire or attack the police or something like that. Burn down buildings.
In France, what they're doing in France, do that at the White House.
He just said protest. So the whole idea of calling for protest is somehow dangerous or whatever is absolutely absurd. But then again, that is how he's been treated by social media for the last couple of years, as though what he said on January 6th was somehow made him responsible for what those people, who are all individuals, some of whom were federal agents, decided to do in that case.
Yeah.
Somebody made a point this weekend on social media that if Trump really wanted to stir things up, he'd call for a bank run. I made that point, and then somebody else who's got a much larger audience made that point. Somebody on the conservative right said that. And if they could convert this from a standard run-of-the-mill protest outside of government buildings, which does absolutely nothing in the long run, to actually going to banks, lining up, and withdrawing all of your money, now that could actually make a difference.
Well, he has all day Monday to get it going.
He does.
I don't think he cares, though.
The banks, you mean?
I don't think so.
He's probably on the side of the bankers.
And I think he's just a narcissist that wants people to protest on his behalf. Like, look at my loyal servants and all of my followers. Yep. They love me. He doesn't actually care about the fate of anyone else.
Well, and also, if he actually ends up going to trial on this, because, again, most people are going to take a plea deal. Trump certainly isn't most people.
Yeah.
But will he take a plea or will he go to trial? Because if he goes to trial, there's a good chance some Trump people are going to get on that jury and hang that jury, and they'll never get the conviction.
It's just another January 6th committee, you know, show.
Mm-hmm.
It's all show.
Yeah, it is, and it will be interesting to watch whatever it is that happens. Whatever protests he's been calling for have, as far as I can tell, not yet materialized. I don't think France is protesting on behalf of Trump right now.
I mean, don't think so.
The Trump trial, I mean, would make great TV. It'd be like the OJ trial all over again.
It would, except it's federal, so you won't get to watch it. For the same reason you couldn't watch the Crypto 6 trial.
Right.
Which is a real shame.
We'll put Joe in there with a sketchbook.
That's about as good as, as it's going to get, unfortunately. Let's see, what else? The former president would have to be charged with a felony for him to spend any time behind bars, and there's a slim chance he'll be held, he'll end up in custody in the if the Manhattan DA ends up pursuing a less serious misdemeanor charge. So I guess they're not really clear on what the charge would be at the moment, so we're going to have to wait until he gets arrested to find that out. They haven't released an indictment.
Well, an indictment is just an indictment. He's not arrested. Or has he been indicted?
Normally you get the indictment at the same time as
That will be released on Tuesday when the bill is
presumably, yeah. Unless this doesn't happen. Unless Trump was somehow BSing, I don't know. But I don't see why he would go out on that limb.
Right.
If you want to comment here, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll certainly keep a close look on this particular story. It does promise to be one of the larger stories of the week. And, of course, the big story of the last week has been this banking situation, which we can get into as well. But since we're talking about the potential for protests, Nikki, you have a story tonight about, I've seen the images, I've seen the fires being lit in France. Thousands of people, it looks like, very large number of people are in the streets there, but why?
So this is from the AP, violent protests in France over Macron's retirement age push. And from my understanding, Macron is their president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is in Paris. Angry protesters took to the streets in Paris and other cities for a second day on Friday, trying to pressure lawmakers to bring down French President Emmanuel Macron's government and doom the unpopular retirement age increase he's trying to impose without a vote in the National Assembly.
Hmm.
So I guess that's what they're mad about. They want to vote on it, and obviously they don't want it to be passed because I'm not sure what their retirement age is now, but I'm assuming they're retiring in France a lot sooner than the average American is.
I was going to say, I wonder how much lower it is than here. What is it here? 65 right now?
Yeah.
67 and a half? 67 and a half?
Are you guessing?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's somewhere like you could start taking some Social Security benefits at that age.
I think it's 65.
But you can't work so many hours. I don't know. I'm not a financial advisor.
Yeah. I know in France they get their afternoon naps and their 3-hour lunch breaks. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's all paid for by tax dollars.
I feel the same way as you, Steve, on this. Like, if you love what you do, why would you want to stop and do nothing?
Yeah. I mean, some people have to work on the highways. Yeah. They got to fill in the potholes.
I mean, some people
love that. Yeah.
Some people really love what they do anyway, right? Like, you know, garbage men, some of them really like it. They like they get the satisfaction of cleaning up.
And right. It's like, but I mean, like heavy physical labor, you
can only do so.
You can only do so long.
But still, I mean, even if that's what I was doing, I would still want to do something else because I
work in the office.
Nothing is more just sad to me than seeing an elderly person just sitting and just rotting away.
Well, you see what happens. Yeah, they get confused, and that's why the dementia starts to set in, and they start to become sedentary and weak because you need to be thinking. And that's why they tell elderly people after they retire, start doing Sudoku puzzles, learn a second language, keep reading, go to the gym, go on a walk, start doing yoga, something.
Right. Don't just sit there and watch TV all day.
Because they will start to deteriorate very quickly.
And don't be a Walmart greeter because they put a life insurance policy on you at Walmart.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The company takes out a life insurance policy on the greeters.
For the elderly greeters?
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Is that legal?
That's not a confirmation. That's just something.
That's a rumor. Okay.
Yeah, it's a rumor.
That's interesting.
But it's a good rumor.
All right. So the day after Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne invoked a special constitutional power to skirt a vote in the chaotic lower chamber, lawmakers on the right and left filed no confidence motions to be voted on Monday. So I don't know what that means, a no-confidence motion.
I don't know. In the context of this, I'm not sure. And in what do they have no confidence? Is it the
government?
The lower portion of the House or whatever?
I guess so. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
So a festive protest by several thousand with chants, dancing, and a huge bonfire degenerated into a scene echoing the night before. Riot police charged and threw tear gas to empty the huge square from the National Assembly after troublemakers climbed scaffolding on a renovation site, arming themselves with wood. They don't have guns there, so they're armed with wood. They're climbing the scaffolding on the renovation site. They lobbed fireworks and paving stones at police in a standoff.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a deadly weapon.
They're not messing around.
Yeah. Paving stone connecting with your head, that could be the end.
Yeah.
Right? So that's pretty serious.
So on Thursday night, security forces charged and used water cannons to evacuate the area.
Wow.
And small groups then set street fires in chic neighborhoods nearby.
We're going to find out what this was about, because we still haven't gotten the exact details on why they're mad. So hold that thought. Want to go to the caller here. Phones are open, as always. The number is 603-283-6160. You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, what's your name?
My name's Robert.
Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I lived and worked in Germany about half of my adult life. And in Germany, the retirement age, I believe, right now is 67. And I believe the retirement age in France right now is 62.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Germany and France, as part of the European Union, two major countries, are basically trying to get the European to be more similar rather than different from each other. And I think for that reason, and in Germany, there's a saying, the two extremes determine the middle. In other words, the middle of the road. And I think that France would probably logically have to increase its retirement age. And Germany, I don't think, will decrease it, because Germans have the same problem. Their society is getting older. They have a huge population bulge. And consequently, in order to balance that out, they're all going to have to make the retirement age, particularly in France, a little higher.
Do they have, Robert, the equivalent of Social Security in Germany, wherein once you reach the retirement age, that's when the government retirement benefits start, the checks start coming in?
Yes, exactly. And if you don't have...
Well, that's why they're not going to want to raise it. I mean, there's no government in the world is going to... I'm sorry, lower. That's why Germany's not going to lower it.
They're going to hold off as long as they can.
They're not going to ever lower it. They're never going to lower that. Why would they do that? That just means they got to pay more money out to people.
Right.
And that's why France wants to raise it, because then they don't have to pay as much money out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the other thing in Germany is if you're broke, Germany will not let you starve by any means. Germany has probably the best welfare network in the world, the Sozialnetz is what they call it, and they have their Sozialämter, social offices. They have even one at the hospital.
Well, that's for people like you who actually think government welfare is somehow a good thing. To me, this whole what's going on in France is a perfect example of what welfare does to people. It creates an entitlement mentality where these people feel like they are owed something.
They're dependent.
And then they destroy things when they don't get their way.
Right. Why didn't they use those water cannons on the fires they started? Instead of on the people. I mean, come on, put the fires out.
Not as much fun for the police, I suspect.
In Germany, they'll never have that problem, because Germans are very, very hard workers, and they believe in keeping things straight and the book straight as well. They don't believe in messing around. In Germany, in a corporation, a major corporation in Germany, any corporation in Germany, the best earning person in that corporation can't earn any more than 12 times as much as the least best earning, as the smallest earner in that corporation. And they don't, in America, I heard right now, it's up to, I think 350 people, 350 times or 250 times, let's say 250 times the least earning person in the corporation. So that it just shows you how far extremes gone. As a matter of fact, that's why Daimler wanted to move its headquarters to Detroit. But the German government wouldn't allow that, because they wanted to get around some of those kinds of laws.
I don't think that's a new thing, though, where there's some people who are very rich and some people who are poor. That's not like this is a new development. That's kind of historically been the case. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
No. In Germany, people, even the very wealthiest people in Germany, I know very powerful people in Germany. One of them, he rides around in a Polo. As a matter of fact, I studied law there. He was my law professor. And he took me out to meet his family. They were riding in a Volkswagen Polo. And he made that clear that we're riding in a Polo here.
So what?
I don't know what that means.
Cheap car.
That means that they're very, very modest, and they take pride in being modest. You won't find Germans.
So you're saying there was a? Do I hear you right? You're saying there's a restriction on what CEOs can get paid there?
Yes, if CEO can't get paid any more than 12 times as much as the least earning person in his company.
Is that a government law, or is that just kind of a culture thing?
It has to be a law.
I do believe that's a government law.
It has to be a law because it prevents people. Yeah, it prevents people from getting paid what they're actually worth. That's what a free market would allow for people to get paid what they're worth. And if you don't think they're getting paid too much, then don't buy their products.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, in how much is a person worth? Could somebody really be worth 250 times as much as another person?
Yeah, if they work harder, you know. I know
basketball players that make 100 million times more than I do playing basketball.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's easy to look at that and say, oh, well, that person's just another human being. How can they be worth that much more? I get that perspective. But someone out there said that this person is worth paying that amount of money. That's why it's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, they can afford to do it. Somebody else is willing to pay them a high amount. You had to outbid those people. I mean, that's just the reality of it. That's what you can do in a free market. And if you don't like it, don't buy the basketball team's jerseys. Don't go to the games.
Don't support them. Don't buy their products.
That's the solution. Germans is not to pass a stupid law about it.
Germans intrinsically don't see it that way. They can't imagine that you could pay that would be a fair kind of a thing.
Every single German.
He speaks for all Germans.
Well, I think inherently we are that way. We feel that way.
Weren't you born in the United States?
No, I was born in the United States to a German, so therefore I'm viewed as in Germany as a German because of that. But Germany.
Are you a half German or are you a full German?
Well, I'm actually a quarter Roman, a quarter Italian Swiss, and 3/8 Ashkenazi Jew from Heidelberg, and 1/8 Sephardic Jew from Venice, Italy.
Sounds like an interesting sandwich. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Jerome. He's on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Jerome.
All right, Jerome.
Dankeschön. Oh, my Dankeschön. I'm glad you came. Oh, my Dankeschön.
We are glad you came here, Jerome. Always enjoy hearing from you. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, somebody going to get an indictment on Tuesday, and it ain't going to be me.
I know, right? So what is
get indicted on Tuesday.
What are they going to indict him about? I mean, have you been following this case?
Yes, I have.
Of course he has.
Give us the scoop, Jerome. What is going on? What's going to happen to Trump on Tuesday?
Stormy. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday is just as bad. Stormy Daniels. The gift that just keeps on giving.
Okay, but what happened, though? Give me the rundown here. What do I need to know? Yeah. Pretend like I don't know who Stormy Daniels is and just explain it to me.
It's called...
All right, Dad, I can't hear you when you're whispering. Hang on, Jerome. I want to bring him back here. Hang on, Jerome. Just stick with us. I want to make sure you can explain this whole thing to me. What is going on? Why is Donald Trump going to be arrested? And I want to know what Trump thinks. Does he think Trump is going to be denied bail? Is he going to be held until trial on this charge? I don't think there's any chance that that's going to happen, but we'll see. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A top economic advisor in the Trump administration doesn't want any violent protests if the former president is arrested this week.
I hope that America has learned from what has happened in the past, and I hope whatever happens next week, we have a very peaceful set of events.
This comes after Trump claimed he will be indicted on charges related to a probe into a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, IBM Vice Chairman Gary Cohn only wants to see peaceful events if that happens. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying its troubled rival Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion. The takeover will secure financial stability and protect the country's economy. Five children are dead after a car hit a tree and burst into flames in New York's Westchester County this morning. Officials say a 9-year-old boy who was riding in the trunk was the only survivor. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, continuing here live Sunday episode. The number, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. Is Donald Trump going to be arrested on Tuesday? He certainly thinks so. Somebody tipped him off, probably his attorney.
Maybe Jerome has some inside information.
Well, we're going to get Jerome. He's still on the line here. We're going to bring him back on. With you tonight, though, it is Ian.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And again, the phone number is 603-283-6160. Also, France is in the midst of some pretty riotous-looking protests. They've gotten out the water cannons. There's a lot of fires that have been started by protesters there. And they're mad because the government there is apparently trying to sidestep the process and increase the retirement age. We hadn't mentioned this yet, but apparently it's going, they want to make it from 62, where it currently is, up to 64, and people are in the streets and they're going crazy.
So, 2 more years of work? No way!
We go to your phone calls. We got Jerome on the line, though. Jerome wanted to talk about this Trump thing, and you mentioned Stormy Daniels. She's this, like, porn star, apparently, or one-time porn star, that was involved with Trump. But what is the story here, Jerome? Why do you believe that the arrest is going to happen? What are the charges or charge? What is the charge going to be? Give us the scoop here.
Hey, Jerome needs to remember one thing. Snitches get stitches. It was me. I'm the one that snitched on him. It was my fault.
What do you mean?
St- Yeah, look, you can't, during this campaign, this came out, and they tried to bury it. He had his lawyer paying this woman money because she was going to come public with that story about him.
And, what was she going to say about him, though? I mean, what was the scandal? I honestly didn't pay close attention to it.
She was probably going to say he's got a smart you-know-what. But you can't say that.
Oh,
you
that would be hilarious.
About the president like that.
That would what's be hilarious if that was what all of this came from.
You can't talk about the president like that.
Well, he wasn't the president at that time, right? Or what?
I don't think so. I think it was years before.
Well, wasn't the scandal with her on the run-up to the election? Didn't that happen?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember.
2016.
So it was during the campaign.
Yeah, it was during the campaign, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he wasn't the president.
Yeah, but he was about to be.
And he still got elected, so apparently the people allegedly didn't care.
Well, I mean, you heard some of the things he said. Remember the secret recording?
Oh,
grabber by the whatever. Yeah, that.
Yes!
He still got elected, even though he said that kind
like
of stuff.
Like the grandmother.
Gross.
Like the grandmother, you know.
Yeah, the thing like you can't say on the radio in that context. So we don't really know what she was going to do, but whatever it was, he wanted to pay her off. What is the charge, though? Like, what are they going to get him with on this?
Hey, whatever she was going to do, they done already did, so there's that. No, it's got a lot of something to do with campaign finance laws and stuff, you know, and trying to cover stuff up. Like what they did with Clinton when they found out about Monica. Oh, how far did they run with that? They're still running with that one 20-something years later. He didn't want that to come up. He felt like that was going to damage the campaign, and he might have been right. And then you got the phone call with the lawyer. Hey, what are we going to do? We going to pay him with a check? No. We got to pay him in cash. Yes. Yeah, right.
I just want to know what the crime is. Like, if you pay somebody to keep quiet.
Yeah, is that illegal?
If they have information and you pay them to not reveal that information... I mean, she didn't blackmail him. She's not the one being arrested. That would be illegal, right? Like, if you come to somebody and say, I know what you did, and I'm going to tell everyone unless you pay me, that's blackmail. But she's not the one who's going to get picked up here, right? So
yeah, but there was another story about a woman that accused him that he had an affair with where they killed that story. You know, they bought her off. And
well, there were several women that came out, right?
Oh, really? Do tell, more than me.
I thought all these people signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and there was really nothing there legally.
I just remember when the whole Stormy Daniels thing, when I first heard about that, then all of a sudden like 15 different women were like, yeah, he did it to me too, or yeah, he's a creep, yeah, I heard him say that. I mean,
yeah,
of course
yeah,
he's a creep.
Yeah.
He's a politician. He's a power seeker. I mean, every one of these guys is a creep. Look at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, watch your tongue. Watch your tongue.
Wait a minute. Haven't you seen Joe? Wait a minute.
Yeah, like touching 6-year-old girls and sniffing their heads.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's got...
That's worse, I think.
We don't know what Trump's into, okay? He's smart enough to, like, not show it on public television or whatever, whenever he's on camera. But Joe Biden is so brazen, he's just doing this stuff right out in the open.
Look, just because you sniff a woman's hair, that doesn't make
a woman,
you
little girl.
Women,
little girl, 6-year-old girl.
And boys.
And boys.
Your hair smells nice.
Okay, that's... No.
All right, Trump, so what do you think's going to happen here? You think Trump's going to get arrested on Tuesday... Are they going to deny bail? Is he going to get hit with a felony charge? I mean, what do you think? Give us an example.
I don't know what to say. Hey, I think they're going to like try to sneak him in the back door, but he's going to have to still walk like an Egyptian because they're not going to perp walk him.
I don't think. Yeah, I was going to say you don't call it walk like an Egyptian when you get arrested. That's generally not marched. Jerome, thank you for the call tonight. Though I do appreciate hearing from you.
No, thank you.
And enjoy the party. I presume you're going to throw a party on Tuesday, right? When the news comes out.
Party on, Garth. Party on, Garth.
Right on. Party on, Wayne. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. That's good. The number here is 603-283-6160. Chester is on the line in Tennessee, listening to WGOW out of Chattanooga. Go ahead, Chester.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Well, I don't think Mr. Trump is going to get arrested on Tuesday. That's just a big jam. But, I love you, Dad. But,
Hang on a second. You may have a bad cellular connection here, Chester. You're kind of fading out a little bit there. What I heard you say was you don't think he's going to be arrested. Why would he say it? He posted this weekend on his Truth Social account that he is expecting to be arrested on Tuesday.
I think he wants to.
So
makes him look favorable or in front of all these people, which I'm not a Trump fan.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a Cruz fan.
Who Cruz?
Mr. Cruz. Yeah.
Ted Cruz, that guy.
Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And the reason is, I just don't know. He's something I don't know. But
the reason you're a Cruz fan is you don't know?
Well, that sounds good to me. I like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would anyone be a fan of these people? That's the thing that's just bewildering to me. I mean, they're all lying scum.
But no, he let's say his testicles, you know.
I
get Trump. He has testicles, sir.
Testicles, okay. Well, I mean, I guess you could prove that.
And I get Trump for, you know.
I don't know if I believe it, though. I mean, most of these people are cowards. Politicians by their nature.
They were born that way. I believe it.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. I have to apologize. Anybody else following this?
No, it's just hard. It sounds like it's kind of coming in and out. Yeah.
Issues. So, Chester, what I just don't understand why anyone would believe a politician or think that they are worthy of appreciation.
Nobody believes politicians. That's the thing. I agree with that. But,
all right. Well, Ted Cruz is a politician, too, so why would you believe what he has to say?
Well, Lacey, he's seen all this.
Well, he's not. I'll tell you what. It's probably not going to be hard. If we do 2 minutes worth of research, we can probably find, you know, five different things he's lied about in the last.
Isn't he allegedly the Zodiac killer? Wasn't that part of the rumor?
Isn't he Grandpa Munster? That's what I heard.
Well, I mean, I heard about that movie.
I thought Trump called him Lion Ted. Lion Ted.
Thank you, Chester, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. We continue here. The number, by the way, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, Sam is in Ohio. Why anyone trusts any politicians? Like, hello, they're all scum.
Hello.
But, Sam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Why can anyone agree with any of them? They're just temporary agreements, if that.
They're temporary what?
Agreements, if that even, in terms of trusting a politician.
A temporary agreement?
Yeah, like in terms of like they're promising something's going to be permanent, but it isn't really permanent, so it might as well just be temporary.
Oh, they're just promises. I mean, they always say things to get elected.
But
and
that's
then
what
just,
I mean by that.
They go against.
Yeah, they're empty.
Yeah. You can't believe anything they say. They just want power, and then when they get the power, they do whatever it is that keeps the power and that helps their buddies. And punishes their enemies. That's just the way of the world.
Promises to fill in the potholes before the snowstorm.
Go ahead, Sam.
What I was thinking about when I was calling in is there's supposedly going to be an indictment against Trump, and it seems like they're worried people are going to protest or something over it.
Yeah, that's definitely in the news this weekend. It doesn't seem like the protests have materialized yet. Maybe the people are waiting for Tuesday and to see if he actually does get arrested. Or maybe Trump has lost the following that he thinks he has, and he's not going to be able to generate the kind of protests that he's hoping for. Who knows? But we'll see probably in the next 48 hours or so. Sam?
Yeah, it just seems like something that could get out of hand, and then they argue anyone that's out is supporting it or something.
More domestic terrorists.
Indeed. I mean, we're seeing what they're doing with these people from January 6th, where they're acting as though essentially an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building is somehow the greatest threat that the United
States has insurrection.
Ever seen. You know, worse than 9/11, some
Harbor,
people say. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a joke.
But I'm saying them using this as like a martial law type event.
They may very well. I mean, at the very least in D.C. they might. I don't know what it would look like.
Well, it's probably problem, reaction, solution. Well, there's more domestic terrorists. Now we really have to do something. to stop these protests.
Yeah, and you better believe the federal agents are going to be in the midst of these protests.
Yeah.
The FBI, you know, CIA, they're going to be undercover.
They always are.
They're going to try to whip things up even worse than January 6th because it's going to look worse, right? Like, January 6th was just about him having the quote-unquote election stolen. Now they're literally going to potentially kidnap him.
Now it's Trump's MO. This is what he does. He incites riots. That's his thing. We got to get rid of him.
And maybe this will be the excuse for Facebook to ban him again, right before he's even picked up the account again. I don't know, Sam. It'll definitely be one worth watching. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
You see the UBS bailout of credit Swiss?
Yeah, I didn't have it in show prep for tonight, but that was news over the weekend. UBS, which is some other Swiss bank, I don't know what it stands for, United Bank of Switzerland, maybe, but they are bailing out to the tune of $2 billion. They're buying
up
Credit Suisse, which is really not a lot of money. They're basically giving them pennies on the dollar for the amount of whatever
buying up
value.
Their shares or whatever.
Yeah, they're buying it all up, apparently. And the Swiss government is guaranteeing a line of credit of $100 billion to UBS in return, as a thanks.
The Swiss taxpayers are on the hook.
Up. Correct.
Right. Oh, that's great.
Did I summarize that correctly, Stan?
Yes. And the line of credit, I'm assuming, is for if they have a bank run on UBS, it'll cover that bank run.
Well, I'm going to the bank tomorrow.
Right? Maybe you won't be alone on that one. I don't know.
Get in line.
It doesn't seem like the panic has really caught. There weren't any lines at the banks that I saw this week, so people are still not yet aware of what's going on.
Yeah, I got some Federal Reserve notes out last week.
Yeah. Get it out while you still can. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We continue with this caller. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name? Hello? And they hung up. Let's go to this one. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David in Georgia.
Hello, it's been a while.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, this whole UBS and this whole bank failure type thing. I just saw an article today that was talking about Google search trends for like bank failure and bank run and things like that have been way up since these banks went down. And you mentioned on a couple of shows that you didn't see any bank runs, lines outside the branches and everything.
Not since Saturday of last weekend when there was social media posts of First Republic Bank in Brentwood, California, where there was a line out the door down the side of the building.
There was one in Boston, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. At First Republic?
Wells Fargo?
No, it was, I forget what bank it was.
When was this?
This was Wednesday, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Because we covered it on
that.
The show, so it must have been Wednesday, yeah.
This week?
Yep.
Wednesday. Oh, okay, I had not heard about that one. What did you see? Or not? I guess you couldn't have seen it, David, but what did you hear about? He's blind. Go ahead.
Well, my thought as to why we're not seeing these bank runs seriously is probably because of ACH and electronic transfers. Because in 2008, when that bank went down, it took 10 days to go down. But that was also 2008 before we really did a whole lot of online banking, and these days everybody does it, and so I can definitely see why it went down in 2 days.
Yeah, well, I mean, there has been the news this week that a lot of people have been transferring funds from smaller banks into larger banks, so people that are on these mid-sized banks, a lot of them are moving up to the so-called too-big-to-fail banks.
I don't know if that's a good idea necessarily.
I don't think it's a great idea at all.
I'm just going to swallow it up.
That's going to be a disaster when that goes down, because it's going to.
But that's, I think, the point you're making, David, is they're not pulling their money out of the banking system. They're just moving it from one bank to another, thinking that bigger is somehow safer.
Yeah, right. They're gonna regret that real fast. What I did when I heard about all this is I took my money, I moved it into my checking account, and then I took and went to local Monero, and I bought the entire thing's worth of Monero.
Wow, no way. That's awesome.
Nice.
Good for you.
I am out of here. I am keeping just enough dollars to pay my bills, and anything extra is going to local Monero, and I'm going to buy Monero with it. I'm getting out of this thing.
Now, local Monero is a site that's related to agoradesk.com, if I recall. I think it was localmonero.co. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. They're owned by the same company, which is out of the British Virgin Islands.
Okay, yeah. And, I didn't know where they were located, because I was going to say if they're in the U.S., they better get the hell out, because they're going to be targeted by the the federal government. But essentially, Local and Arrow is a site that, in agoradesk.com, is a site where you can buy both Monero or Bitcoin, and or Bitcoin, so it's your choice. And they essentially do the same thing that Local Bitcoins used to do back in the day. Local Bitcoins, by the way, recently announced they were closing. So they're not closed yet, but they've essentially turned off all trading. And they've told all the customers that if you have money with us, you better get it out within the next 12
months. At least they're telling you to get it out instead of just like closing up.
Yeah, they did give a heads up.
And they're based in the U.S.?
No, they were based in Finland.
Oh, okay.
But the governments of the world are coming after these companies.
Unfortunately.
And so kudos for Local, Monero, and AgoraDesk for continuing to offer this service to allow people to buy and sell. We actually just happened to be talking about this tonight before the show, not in the studio, but at our Social Sunday meetup here where libertarians meet on Sundays here in the Keene area. This specific website came up. I can't go on crypto websites under my bail conditions, but Chris, who was there, said that he'd gone at some point, and he felt like there weren't that many sellers on there, although he doesn't tend to have a good memory. So since you actually been there recently, David, what's it like? Are there a bunch of offers on the site, or is it slim pickings as far as who you can buy from?
There are quite a few offers. Some of them are quite unattractive and want extremely high premiums.
Sure.
But you can either make your own offer for a lower premium, or you can choose whatever the lowest premium for that category is, like if you go to PayPal or whatever. Some people want 10%, which is fine, and then other people are wanting 20, 30, 40, 50%.
Wow,
and
that's crazy.
I'm going to take a 10%. I'm going to take the 10% one, thank you very much.
Well, I was told that in my trial, the prosecutor said that by charging 10%, which was pretty standard for those sites, that meant that I was doing business with scam artists and trying to attract scam artists to purchase from me, because no one would charge that much money. But that's what's very standard. And like you said, David, you were more than happy to pay 10% to whoever this person was that was selling.
Well, a lot of precious metals dealers, you can buy the coin at whatever the spot is, but the premium is really high.
Mm-hmm.
For an ounce of silver, it may cost you $26, but the premium is $15.
Well, and David, you paid via PayPal for this?
I've done two things. I've done either PayPal or my bank has a facility for paying people, so I've done one or the other, and both of them are about 10%, 8 to 10%.
10% seems cheap for that, because the problem with PayPal and the problem with bank transfers is they're reversible. So if you end up with a scammer, if David's not a scam artist, but if a scam artist opens a trade with that same seller, and the scam artist is like, oh yeah, sure, I'll send you $1,000 for Monero, and then once the seller releases the Monero because they got $1,000 in the PayPal account, it turns out the scam artist then informs PayPal that he never authorized the transfer, and PayPal just pulls that $1,000 back, but you can't pull the Monero back. So the scam artist walks away with both the $1,000 and the Monero. So it's highly risky to do any kind of bank transfer or PayPal-related stuff. So that's why you have to charge 10, 20%.
To make sure you got real people who are...
These scammers will get you eventually, basically. It's,
oh,
it's
so you
got to
make up the money.
You're going to lose everything that you just got from the legitimate people when the scammer
So you probably don't want to do anything over like $500 or $1,000.
Would certainly reduce the damage.
You do smaller increments.
I would just stay away from PayPal altogether, honestly.
As a seller, it's too risky. And here's the other thing. PayPal will shut you down. If they find out that you're selling Bitcoin,
goodbye.
You're permanently banned. Aria is permanently banned from PayPal because of that.
Well, it's not too much of a loss,
they'll
in my
opinion.
They'll
sell you the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They have Bitcoin.
Well, they don't want competition.
Right. Anyway, go ahead, David. What else?
My thought as a seller is to either do really low transaction limits for reversible transactions, so PayPal and bank transfers, whatever, do really low, or do require like high reputations, so people who have been on the site for a long time, because you can set, okay, I want only people that have done, that have gotten, say, 6 reputation points, and to do that, you have to trade $600 worth of Monero with other people to get those 6 reputation points.
It's kind of like eBay, you have a seller rating, right?
They right. always have their and ways, so, though. I mean, those are ways oh. you will knock out some of the scammers, the more, I don't know, lazy ones.
But $600 is pretty low. Well, you know, they could do $600 I mean, worth of legit transfers
just to get to that level.
Yeah, to make
right.
$1,000.
Yeah,
it's
not
hard.
The thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not a foolproof way of doing it, but it definitely takes out some of the lazier ones or some of the, like, the dumber ones.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, eventually they're going to get you. And, I mean, I did everything I could when I was regularly doing this kind of stuff on these sites, and it's just, like, even when I had the most, what I consider to be ironclad requirements, they still managed to figure out ways to circumvent them. I'll give you one example. One guy who was one of the witnesses at the trial, named Patrick, he seemed completely legit. He had multiple transactions under his belt on the website, on his profile. So it's like, oh, this guy's bought before. He's bought from other people. He's got positive feedback. He wants to buy a large amount, but I called the guy up, and I put him through all the questions I had about, are you under duress? Is there a third party involved? Is this for your lover? You know, are you, no, this is just for investment. I just, you know, I'm retired. I want to invest in Bitcoin. Okay, well, what kind of wallet do you have? He answered all the questions exactly how somebody legitimately buying Bitcoin would have answered them. He bought Bitcoin once, he came back again a few days later, bought Bitcoin again, and he came back again, and I think it was like three or four times that he bought Bitcoin, and turned out that he ended up spending his entire inheritance, not inheritance, just all his retirement savings, basically over $1 million, not with me, $900,000 of it went to
wow.
somewhere else,
yeah.
and he spent about $200,000 to $300,000 with me and what we were doing with selling Bitcoin. And I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. He told me exactly what I wanted to hear, because what had happened to him was he was under threat by someone who called, apparently. I learned this from the police that right. was investigating it later and told me the story, because I was helping them, right? Like, giving them whatever information I could to help. And he had been called by someone who claimed to be with Social Security. And so this person claimed to be a federal agent and said, look, you are in trouble if you don't do this, if you don't do what I say. And then over a period of weeks, this guy emptied
wow.
out all of his financial accounts. He went to Fidelity or wherever else he had the money. He transferred them over to banks. If a bank would close his account, he'd just open up another bank at the insistence
wow.
of the scam artist. He did absolutely everything this person asked him to do, including lie to me. When I asked him all of the required questions, and yet they brought him in to testify at the trial, and he claimed I only asked him one question, which is completely false. I don't think that he was lying. I think that he just probably just
still under duress.
Yeah.
He just didn't remember what had happened.
It's just so crazy that you could be held liable
and
for
I'm
that.
The one
you know,
who's gonna, you know, I'm facing prison.
That's ridiculous.
I think that unfortunately you got the bad end of the stick. But
yeah,
I think
definitely.
That's a cautionary tale for all like sellers.
Yeah, and I wish
site.
Those guys the best of luck on that site. It's incredibly risky out there, not just because of the scam artists, but because the government might target you as well. And then there goes all the money that you made. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, Dave.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.